Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaesu. I'm here with Agent Daryl. We're here at the Geekery, at the very first Geekery Con. And I got to tell you, I am very honored to have this guy with us, the multi-talented Jason Liu. How's it going, sir?
Great. Thank you, Jason.
Believe it or not, your fifth appearance on the show.
Wow. Yeah. Is it my third or second as Jaesu Liu?
Third. And we were just telling a few of the people in there, the very first show we ever did was Articon. It was about 2 months after we started. And there's a bunch of people here today from that show, so it's kind of great.
Yeah.
I returned to form.
Yeah, definitely.
Back then it was me and Matt Russell. He was Wolverine. I was Multiple Man. And
yeah, the Toronto X-Men.
Yeah.
It was great.
I love those pictures of you as Multiple Man. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So since we last saw you, we last interviewed you at Niagara Falls Comic Con. We were excited that your comic got picked up down here at Big B.
Yeah.
But since then, Chapter House Comics has picked you up, home of Captain Canuck.
That's right.
You must have been psyched. Over the moon, I would imagine.
Very. And there are, like I'll be getting some messages from, like, people from the States, like, saying, hey, I'm excited that I ordered your comic at our comic book shop, or there was this one guy from Baltimore, Maryland, who, like, even gave me an open invite to do a signing there if
Wow.
in the area. Yeah. Because he was in Toronto one time, and he picked up issues 1 and 3, and he loved it, that he ordered a bunch for his store.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It's great that Americans can enjoy a Toronto-centric comic.
Yeah. And I know you were excited just seeing the preview listing for it.
Yes.
It's got to be awesome.
Yes. Yeah, the first issue was spotlit.
Yeah.
In Diamond, so it definitely boosted numbers.
Cool. Now,
so I was going to say, now, speaking of Toronto-based comic books, do you think some of that American interest could be owed to, and you've probably heard this before, Scott Pilgrim?
You know, like that. Scott Pilgrim's always going to be a big. I'm always going to be in that big shadow cast by Scott Pilgrim for sure.
Lumped into that category.
But you know, once people invest on reading the first issue, at least they'll know the difference that this is a superhero comic that I'm trying to do, which is a totally different genre than what Scott Pilgrim
was more manga style.
Yeah,
even though almost like a superhero movie. Video game.
Yeah, especially with the superhero actors.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Lucas Lee, right? Captain America himself is in there. Actually, you've got Brandon Routh, too. I mean, yeah.
Exactly.
And Thomas Jane.
That's right. Yeah. Punisher himself.
Yeah. Nice. Now, reading I've been a fan since you started putting it out. You're up to issue 5 now.
Uh-huh.
You mean, you can really tell you've been a comic book fan your whole life.
Huge comic book fan. Especially, you know, like the very old Marvel comics. And it just goes back to, like, just looking at what Jack Kirby and Stan Lee did, like, their whole thought process behind making a comic. And that's what I've been trying to do, is, like, just going down to the basics of, like, what inspired them, like, is something where I should, you know, use to make my comic.
Well, it works. It's great. It's one of the best series I've read in a long time.
Thank you.
No problem. The humor in it is great, too. Are we going to see more rats named after Blue Jay characters? Because that's fantastic.
Definitely. Yeah.
Nice. Now, if you had the power to cross Pitiful Human Lizard over with any other character in fiction, who would you want to team up with?
I'm definitely looking forward to having the Human Lizard team up with Captain Canuck, since
okay.
They're now in the same publishing house. So that's going to be easy, and that's going to be eventual.
Oh, I was going to say, will we see an eventual team up with those guys?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do you remember the first comic you ever remember reading?
I think that was... it was a very early Batman comic, and it might have been Jason Todd's second appearance.
Oh, okay.
And... Well, what I remember from the cover, it was It was Batman being attacked by all these thugs and this old lady's in the front cover, and he's like, go get him or something. I think that might have been the issue where Jason Todd, like, stole the wheels from the Batmobile.
I remember that one, yeah. Awesome. Let's say they ever issue a movie version of the Pitiful Human Lizard. Any thoughts on who should play him?
Dreamcaster, yeah.
Well, I'll like him to be Asian or half Asian. So maybe someone like Kerry Sham from Shadowhunters.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Even though I did model like his likeness off of Adam Scott.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's cool.
So that's another option there too.
That'd be hilarious. Yeah. If it was him. Can you spoil anything about what's coming up?
I can give some teasers of what's going on with the future issues. I'm currently working on issue number 6. I've already wrote issue number 7 as well, and plotted the next 10 issues after that.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
So in issue number 6, you're going to see more of a history of Lucas's parents.
Okay.
And it'll be more of a... If you guys liked issue number 4, where it's Pitiful Human Lizard and Majestic Rat, well, the front cover for issue number 6 is going to be Pitiful Human Lizard and his mom.
Nice.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that with a superhero before, where a superhero teams up with his mom?
The closest thing would be Schwarzenegger. What was it? Stop or My Mom Will Shoot?
But not in a comic.
Not in a comic. The closest dynamic, I
Yeah. You know what just
say.
Popped into my head? There was an old Marvel team-up where Aunt May teamed up with Galactus.
Sure, yeah. And Aunt May is current on Howard the Duck right now as well.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to be part of the regular cat. Well, are you friends with Chip Starsky?
Yeah.
I think you are, yes. I thought I'd seen that somewhere out there in the internets. And his concept of the inconsolable Spider-Man.
That should have been a Secret Wars title.
I'm hoping that the powers that be actually approve it, and that it does come along eventually once he really gets a foothold with Marvel. Speaking of which, do you have any aspirations for yourself to work for either of the big two, or
that would be great.
Image that would make a big three.
Marvel for sure. Like I do have some ideas in mind. Like, and I'm hoping like to make a name for myself first. Self-publishing or in the independent, so they would hear about me and go, hey, okay, like, this Jason kid, like, he's making waves, let's, and they would just go up to me and ask me, like, what's on my mind, and hopefully what's on my mind will be the next thing I get to do for Marvel.
Someday you'll actually be able to write multiple man dialogue and...
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm hoping.
Truly become that, character.
That's that one of
cool.
my ideas.
That'd be fantastic. Wow.
I'd like to see that. Like I say, like your cosplay of Multiple Man inspired.
Thank you.
The photos of, like, not just drawing it out or anything, doing the photos. That's fantastic. Intelligent, smart, clever.
Yeah, definitely. It's fun times.
Oh man. Jason, I gotta thank you so much for like giving us any time today, man. I know you've gotta be like super busy these days.
Yeah. So especially as the writer, artist, and everything behind the series.
Thanks for trekking up here to take part in this. I was nervous. I'm glad.
Thanks for inviting me.
No problem. And continued success. And thank you so much for the donation to our raffle today. It looks amazing.
No problem.
All right, man. We look forward to talking to you again. And I can't wait to read issue 5 that I picked up today. So
sweet.
All right. Thanks again, man.
Issue 6 coming soon.
Yes. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.